The King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers, brought to you by Quaker Oats, the giant of the cereals.
The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats. The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats.
Out of the West and into your home, riding the range of mystery and adventure, blazing the trail of Western story and song, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, that teller of tall tales, Gabby Hayes, the Queen of the West, Dale Evans, and in person, the King of the Cowboys himself, Roy Rogers.
Well, howdy, folks. This is Roy Rogers. You know, out here in the West, we've got a saying that goes like this. A gun can talk, but a man depends on his horse to get him to the place where conversation is possible. I want you to think about that while we're telling this story. The mystery of the Circle E Ranch. And here's old Gabby Hayes, my pal, to start the telling.
I'm right on the job, son, as usual. Well, Buckaroos, a lot of you have been wondering how come Dale Evans runs the Circle E Ranch next door to Roy's Double R Bar down in Paradise Valley. Well, I'm going to tell you about it. Up to 3 months ago, Dale's Uncle Bill had that ranch. Early one morning, long about then, my pal Roy and me rode over at the house, argufying as we went, just in fun, of course.
Ah, that ain't so, Gabby. I got just as much pride as the next man.
Oh, shucks.
And when Dale promises to sing a duet with me at the ranch's get-together and doesn't show up, I know there's something wrong.
Did she? That's what she did.
Oh.
Now you talk yourself into riding over here so you can see her again.
Why, you old goat, you're just jealous.
Me jealous of a gal?
Whoa, Trigger. Sure you're jealous.
Yeah, shucks. If my voice weren't sweet enough so I could sing alone, I'd quit singing.
Well, howdy, Steve. Dale around anywhere?
Why, no, she isn't, Lord. Howdy,
Gabby. Howdy, Steve.
Oh, nothing important, just riding by. I thought we'd drop in and see if everything was all right.
Just a second, Roy. Guess you must not have heard what happened.
Well, no.
Dale's Uncle Bill was found down at the bottom of the old mine shaft this morning. The sheriff says it could have been an accident.
You mean Bill fell down the mine shaft?
I guess he could have fallen if Bill was wandering around in the dark last night and forgot he had a mine on the place.
Where's Dale?
She's with the sheriff.
You mean the sheriff took her alone?
I don't think it's anything serious, Roy. Only Dale wouldn't tell where she was last evening. The sheriff asked her to go to his office.
Well, thanks, Steve.
I shouldn't be spouting off this way. I'm only a rider.
You're doing exactly right, Steve. Come on, Gabby, we'd better start riding. I want to get down to the sheriff's office as fast as I can.
Come in, Roy. Gabby, come in.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Got some trouble on your hands, eh?
You just heard the news about Bill, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Steve tells me you think Bill's fall was an accident.
I'm not committing myself on that yet, Roy. The more I think about it, the more peculiar it seems that a man would accidentally step down a mine shaft on his own place when he knows it's there.
Yeah, and Bill was always a careful fella. Sheriff, I understand you're holding Dale Evans.
Back in the living quarters, Roy. My wife's fixed up a little something for her to eat.
Is it all right if we go back and see her?
Sure. Only I think you ought to know she's not here on any picnic, Roy.
Yeah, I know, Sheriff.
First place, we calculate her uncle stepped or was pushed into the mine shaft last evening. Dale refuses to say where she was last evening.
Well, that hardly convicts her, Sheriff.
There's something else, too. I found out that her uncle wrote out a new will a couple of days ago, leaving the ranch and cattle to Dale. He took the will down to his lawyer yesterday, left it there so everything could be made legal. The lawyer promised they'd get things ready for signing as soon as possible.
Well?
I asked Dale about it. Dale thought it already had been signed.
Oh.
You see, Roy, she thought the ranch would be hers now. Mm. That doesn't look any too good.
According to the old will, who gets Bill's ranch, Sheriff?
Bill's foreman, Dave Willis.
Which doesn't look any too good for Dave Willis. Maybe Dave heard about Bill wanting to change the will and decided to get the ranch while getting was good.
Maybe.
Sheriff, I'm asking you to release Dale.
I'm not holding her, Roy. Not yet. Just brought her in for questioning.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll take her home then.
Hello, Dale.
Roy. Oh, Roy, you don't know how glad I am to see you.
You'll be all right now. Gabby and I are taking you home.
I'm asking you word that you won't leave this territory, Miss Evans.
You have my word, Sheriff.
Dale, you might save a lot of trouble if you'd tell the sheriff where you were last evening.
I can't, Roy. I can't tell now.
Law doesn't require a person to talk if what they say will go against them, Roy. We'll call you when we need you again, Miss Evans.
I'll be here.
Come on, Gabby.
Sure, huh?
We'll ride along home with Dale, then head for the mine shaft. I want to find out all there is to know about this accident.
Rein in, Gabby.
Well, I'm a jackrabbit uncle. Son, I'd have ridden right on by that. How mad I am at what the sheriff said.
Well, Dale would tell where she was last night. Her name might be cleared.
Roy, winning folks never stop talking, except when you want them to say something. Then they get as stubborn as a 3-eared mule with a collar.
Wait for us right here, Trigger. Let's see this. Hey, Gabby, I reckon somebody's been here ahead of us.
Yeah, sealed up the mine shaft.
Yes, sir. The sealing was done in the last couple of hours, too. Because Bill was taken out of here just this morning.
Maybe whoever done it had a reason for working so fast, Roy. Something down inside the shaft that don't want seen.
Well, let's find something that uses a crowbar. We'll try to seal off.
I'll find one in less time than it takes to... Whoop! Come.
Stay right where you are, Gabby.
Why, howdy, Dave.
What are you doing around here, Rogers?
Gabby, you know Dave Willis, don't you? Bill Foreman.
Sure, I know him.
I asked you a question, Rogers. What are you doing around here?
Oh, I thought maybe I might help clear up this little accident.
You're trespassing on my land.
In kind of a hurry, aren't you, Dave? This land isn't yours yet, not until the will is
there. I said you're on my land. I'm ordering you to get out.
Something down in the mine shaft you don't want somebody to see, Dave?
No. I sealed it up because I don't want any more accidents to happen. Bill left this out to me, and I'm going to run it right.
It isn't yours until a court has read the will.
Now get on your horses and clear off my land. I'm able to take care of anything that happens on my own ranch.
You got a gun, Dave, and I'm not armed. Nothing else we can do.
Gabby's got a gun. You're looking for a fight.
Yes, by cracky, I've got a gun and I...
Come on, Gabby, straddle your horse. He's probably right. We are trespassing.
Look here, Roy. We ain't going to let him get away,
are we? Take it easy, Gabby. You better guard that shaft close, Dave. Because the way you're acting makes a man all the more determined to get down and see what you don't want seen. Let's hightail it, Gabby. Come on, Trigger.
Sure would have drawn my six-shooter and ventilated that hombre if you hadn't stopped me, son.
You wait here, Gabby. I'll run into the house and ask Dale if there is another entrance to the mine.
I'd just love to cut another notch in my gun into his memory.
I'm positive Bill told me there was another entrance, and nobody knew about it except the family.
Roy, I'm mighty glad you and Gabby came.
What's up, Steve?
Bitsy has been hanging around for a week now, and a few minutes ago I saw him again.
Well, just a second, Steve. Who's Dixie?
Dixie Cackley, Bill's old partner.
They were partners up till a few years ago. Then Bill ran Dixie off because Dixie had been stealing money from their account.
Oh, yeah, I think I have heard about
sure,
that.
Sure, me too.
There was an awful ruckus. Dixie swore he'd get Bill before...
And he's back now?
I've seen Dixie sneaking around here for a week, but he hadn't spoken to anybody. And a minute ago, he went sneaking out of the spring house.
Well, let's have a look around, Gabby.
Maybe I should have told Bill I'd seen Dixie, but he might have thought I was butting in where I didn't belong. Listen.
Jumping thunder.
That was Bill. There he goes, out the window. It's Dixie.
Bob! Bob!
Dale, are you all right?
He's running for his horse, son.
I walked into Uncle Bill's office. I saw a man going through his desk. It looked like Dixie Cackle. I didn't know whether I was dreaming or not after all that's happened. I'm just nervous.
Son, he's getting away. His horse.
Trigger, come here, boy. Steve, you look after Dale, will you? Sure thing.
I'm all right, boy.
Easy, Trigger. After him, big boy. Going after him, boy. Follow me, Gabby. We're running this hombre down. This may tell us the whole story of the accident.
Hey, my partner Roy and me have had some fast rides in our time, but they want one of many faster than when we went after Bill's old partner. There's a lot more to this story yet. We'll tell it to you just as soon as we have a little get-together on a subject close to Roy's heart.
The giant of the cereal is Quaker Oat. The giant of the cereal is Quaker Oat.
Delicious, nutritious, makes you feel and discharge.
The giant of the cereal is Quaker Oat.
Say, fellas and girls, do you want to be a star someday in sports and activities? Then start on good Quaker Oats breakfast tomorrow. Because Quaker Oats help grow the stars of the future. Yes, doctors say the more often youngsters eat a good oatmeal breakfast, the better they grow. That's because a recent survey shows only one school child in five gets the kind of a breakfast he should have. There's more growth, more endurance for you ambitious youngsters in nourishing oatmeal than any other whole grain cereal. There's more energy, more stamina for hardworking grown-ups in nourishing oatmeal than any other whole grain cereal. Yet for all these benefits, Quaker Oats still costs less than a penny a serving. Order delicious Quaker Oats from your grocer tomorrow. A giant in nutrition, in value, in flavor.
Delicious, nutritious, makes you feel ambitious.
The giant of the cereal is Quaker Oats.
We was telling you how come Dale happens to be running the Circle E Ranch next door to my pal Roy's Double R Bar. A job a man ought to be handling. About 3 months ago, Dale's Uncle Bill had it, and he fell or was shoved down the old mine shaft on the place. Roy and me suspicioned that David Willis, the foreman, shoved him. Then another hombre comes sneaking around. Uncle Bill's old partner, Dixie Catley. So we took out after him. He looked like a varmint for sure.
There's no rain in, Gabby. Got away.
Ah, you should have let me bounce some lead off his hide.
He must have turned off back at the old river road. Never mind, Trigger. We'll get him later, boy.
Shucks, I'd have dropped him in his tracks.
Hold it, Gabby.
Hear that?
Yeah, horse coming.
Well, maybe we haven't lost Dixie at that.
Which direction's the sound coming from?
There. Say, it's not Dixie, it's Dale.
I was just getting ready to use my six shooter.
Well, she's waving something at us, Gabby.
What?
You hadn't ought to follow this, Dale.
I found something I thought you ought to see right away.
Well, you're taking an awful chance, Dale. Dixie's still on the loose.
I found this in the papers on Uncle Bill's desk after you'd gone, Roy.
Well, you should have waited until we got back.
It's a will. A will that leaves everything to Dixie.
What? Shucks, can't be. Dixie and Uncle Bill were enemies.
But here it is, Gabby. And Dixie may have been looking for it. And that may be why he was in the house.
Let's see, Dale.
The second paragraph, Roy. Uncle Bill wants Dixie to forgive him. It says that Uncle Bill found out Dixie hadn't stolen the money after all.
Yeah, and then here it says, too late I learned it was my foreman David Willis who did the stealing. And he lied, putting the blame on you. I hope by leaving my ranch and stock to you, Dixie, that I will be making up, at least in a small way, for the wrong you have suffered at my hands.
Well, it changes the looks of things, don't it, son?
Yeah, it sure does, if this is really a will.
The writing is Uncle Bill's, Roy. I recognize his hand.
Well, as you say, maybe Dixie did know about it. And that's why he was going through the desk.
Why didn't he ask like a man instead of sneaking around then?
I'm wondering the same thing, Gabby.
Well, maybe he's afraid of Dave Willis, Roy. Maybe Uncle Bill planned things that way. For Dixie to come back, and at the proper time, both of them intended facing Dave and have things out.
And if Dave saw him before that could happen and pushed Bill down the mine shaft.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
Well, the blame is on Dave's shoulders now, Gabby. I reckon we better get down inside that shaft right now and find out what it is that Dave's trying to hide.
Dave sealed up the shaft, you know, Dale.
Yes, but there's a secret entrance, Roy, just below Indian Head Rock. Only the family knows about it.
Good. We were going to ask you about that, Dale. You ride on home. Have Steve put a couple of guns in his belt and be ready for anybody that comes.
Roy, you don't think there's any real danger, do you?
I sure do. And we can't be sure where it's coming from now. Gabby, we'll hightail it to Indian Head Rock and get down into the mine before Dave picks up our trail.
Shucks, the flare went out again.
Well, being down here won't do much good unless we have a light. You got another match?
It's darker than a hootie owl's heaven.
Well, that's better.
Sure wasting time. I ain't found a thing down here.
Wait a minute. Hold the flare right there for a while.
Huh?
Fresh scratch has been made in the rock on the wall. Might be lighting.
Hmm. It is lighting, Roy.
Hold the flare steady, Gabby. Let's see if we can make out what it says. Not an accident. Threw me down the shaft. Get. What's that last word?
Get.
Yeah, it begins with a D.
Can't make it out.
Must be Bill's final act right in this.
Get. could be Dixie. It could be Dave.
Yeah, and as far as the sheriff is concerned, it could be Dale.
Hey, here's a pocket knife. Braid open.
We'll take it along. Better head for the sheriff's office. Now we got a little something for him to work on.
Oh, Bill didn't die by accident. Found another will.
Gabby, come on, quick.
What's trouble?
Somebody's closed this entrance. Looks like, just like the other one.
Sure enough.
They watched us come in, then closed the entrance. Come on, let's push. Let's see if I can break it out.
That's no use, boulders.
Globed against the entrance. If you remember, the entrance is downhill. We'd have to push him uphill to get out of here.
Roy, somebody is meaner than a catamount with two sets of teeth. When I get out of here...
You have to get out, Gabby.
Huh?
Whoever sealed this entrance is a killer. He has to get rid of us to save his own life.
Sure picked a clean way of doing it.
We aren't giving up yet. Trigger's still outside. Oh,
Trigger can't push boulders uphill.
Well, hold it a minute. Trigger! Trigger, can you hear me, boy?
There.
Trigger, I want you to go get Dale. Go get Dale. Get Dale, big boy, and bring her back here, will you, fella? Gabby.
What?
Oh, no. We're here inside the mine, Dale. Somebody closed up this entrance.
We'll have you out in a minute, Laura.
That you, Steve?
Yeah. Dale thought Trigger wanted to follow him, so I came along just to see George was safe.
Well, good. Pull on those boulders from the outside, and we'll push from the inside.
Golly, Roy. An animal like Trigger sort of makes my eyes wet down.
Mine too, Pappy.
All safe. You are, Laura.
We're ready. Push. That's it. She's give him a little...
Glory.
Come on, Moore. We'll have it. There she goes.
What happened, Roy? Who sealed you in?
That's what we're going to find out right now, Dale. Come on, Trigger. Good job, boy. You done fine, fella.
He sure did. And Dale, you and Steve are pretty smart, too.
Well, thank you a lot, Gabby. You know I appreciate that.
Well, now, not everybody's been sharp enough to let Trigger bring him here.
Look, Dale, Steve, while we were locked in there, I thought up a little plan. We may be able to find out whether or not Dave is behind this. If he is, we'll grab him. If not, we'll go after Dixie.
You can count on my help, Roy.
You two ride back to the ranch house. Gabby and I will follow at a distance. When you see us coming into the yard, see if you go outside, find Dave, and tell him he's wanted in the house.
Sure.
And Dale, when Dave walks towards your house, you start playing one of my phonograph records.
What?
Just me alone, singing. Gabby and I will wait outside to see how Dave acts when he hears the voice. If he's the one who sealed us in the mine, he'll be startled. We'll grab him and be pretty sure he's the guilty critter.
Maybe Dave didn't close you in, though. Maybe it was Dixie.
That's just what we want to find out. Because as soon as we locate the man who's guilty, we're going to go after him for keeps. He's coming, Gabby. Can you give the signal to Dale?
I think so. He's looking this way from the window.
We'll do it, then. We want him to hear the singing gradually, so he has plenty of time to figure it's me and go for his gun, if he's guilty. I'll get out of sight.
He's got the signal all right. Good.
I'm gonna gallop, 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 to gallop to Mexico. I wanna get back where the grass is green, to the birdiest gal you've ever seen. I'm gonna gallop, gallop, gallop.
Dave, coming right on, Roy. Maybe he ain't noticed the singing yet. There'll be a four-tailed lizard. He's walking straight up to the door as if nothing unusual at all. Roy, it's Dixie. The other side of the house.
Let's get around there.
He heard the music and it scared him. He's the guilty one.
I guess you've been looking for trouble and now you're going to get it. Same as Bill did.
I'm not in the house, Dixie.
Huh?
I'm right behind you.
He's got a rifle, Roy.
I'm ready to meet any kind of a fuss you want.
Like this. You're going to find your tackle the wrong man.
Oh, yeah.
Come, let me get in there.
Back,
but Dale and Steve and Dave are coming. If they see you... Well, that's just what I hope they see. That there fella laying stretched out on the ground.
Come on, Dixie. Get to your feet.
Dixie Kessler.
He sure is.
Well, I didn't know he was out of prison.
Prison?
Well, sure, on the forgery charge.
But, well, I guess it wasn't generally known. Bill didn't want it spread around.
Poetry sounds interesting, Dave. Like to hear more about it.
During the trouble between Dale's Uncle Bill and Dixie, when they were partners, Dixie forged Bill's name to some papers. That was what caused the big trouble.
You've just explained a lot of things, Dave. The will, for one thing. Dale, Dixie wasn't looking for a will in your uncle's desk. He was putting one there. Forged.
Must have been watching when we went into the mine, son, and set them boulders again the door.
Yeah. Dixie, I reckon the reason you came back here was so you could get revenge on Bill for sending you to prison. Get rid of him first and take the property. That's your idea?
You can't prove that I...
Never mind the talk. Gabby, you and Steve get an extra horse. We're taking Dixie Cackley back to the sheriff.
You know, friends, I don't have to tell you why so many million American youngsters think Roy Rogers is a great guy. He's a rootin' tootin' he-man with plenty of know-how and savvy to handle problems and get ahead. In other words, he's a star. Now, here's a tip to you fellas and girls coming up the ladder of life. Let good, nourishing breakfasts of Quaker Oats help you become the stars of the future. Because doctors say the more often youngsters eat a good oatmeal breakfast, the better they grow. So you put a bee in Mom's bonnet to cook up a quick, nourishing breakfast of delicious Quaker Oats tomorrow morning. Remember to buy Quaker Oats, a giant in nutrition, value, and flavor.
Delicious, nutritious, makes you feel ambitious.
The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats.
I guess I owe you and Gabby an apology for the way I acted when we met the other morning.
That's all right, Dave.
Sure, we know you were excited about losing your boss.
Not only that, I knew I was under suspicion, too.
Well, I'll have to admit you were, Dave.
Son, ain't that sheriff coming?
Sure is.
Well, Roy, I came to congratulate you and Gabby.
Oh, boy.
Dixie confessed. You had things figured exactly right. He wanted to take revenge on Bill, then take the ranks.
Well, that about clears up everything, except where you were last evening, Dale.
I can tell now, Roy. Uncle Bill knew Dixie was around, and he was afraid Dixie would make trouble. So last evening, he asked me to stay with him while he made out a new will. He signed it, too.
The property goes to you, Dale?
The ranch does, Dave, but half the cattle are yours and part of the bank account. Also, you have a job just as long as you want one.
Thanks, Dale.
Roy, I don't know how I'm ever going to thank you and Gabby for what you did for me.
Oh, shucks, you want nothing, Dale.
Why, of course not. For my part, you can sing a duet with me once in a while. Do that, Dale, and we'll just call her square.
What you blushing about, Roy?
I'm not blushing.
Now you buckaroos know how come Dale is operating the Circle E Ranch next door to Roy's Double R Bar in Paradise Valley. Roy wasn't fooling about singing them duets. That boy Jeff loves to sing. And the whole kit and caboodle of us got a song for you right now. Roy, Dale, the writers, the Purple Sage, everybody. And it goes like this.
The play will fall.
dawn will come and you'll be on your way. But until the darkness sheds its veil,
friends, here is a personal message from Roy.
Today is a big moment in my life, folks, believe me. My people brought me up on Quaker Oats, so I'm mighty proud that we're teaming up together. I'm going to be sort of the Quaker Oats ambassador to your house. And I'm suggesting that you eat Quaker Oats, because I know it's mighty good eating and mighty good for you. So from now on, when you think of Roy Rogers, you're going to think of Quaker Oats. And now to all of you, from all of us, goodbye, good luck, and may the good Lord take a liking to you.
Don't forget Mother May, out of the sunshine and the brown summer rainy day.
Quaker Oats, the giant of the cereals, presents the Roy Rogers Show each week at this same hour with the writers of the Purple Sage, Dale Evans, Gabby Hayes, and the king of the cowboys himself, Republic Pictures' great star in person, Roy Rogers.
She's queen of happy eating. She's Aunt Jemima.
And ladies, for a happy eating Sunday supper, treat the whole family to my lighters of dream Aunt Jemima pancakes. Just add milk or water to my Aunt Jemima pancake ready mix and pop them on the griddle.
Make it an Aunt Jemima pancake supper tonight.
Republic's latest Roy Rogers picture is Nighttime in Nevada. Gabby Hayes may now be seen in RKO's Return of the Bad Men. This is Art Ballinger speaking for Quaker Oats, the giant of the cereals. Thank you.